Evernorth Health Services, we believe costs shouldn't get in the way of life-changing care. And we're doing everything in our power to make it possible. Behavioral health solutions that also keep your projections at their best? It's possible. Pharmacy benefits that benefit your bottom line? It's possible. Complex specialty care that cares about your ROI? It's possible. Because we're already doing it. All while saving businesses billions. That's Wonder made possible. Learn more at evernorth.com/wonder.
What's up, everybody?
Oh, God.
Oh, I'll tell you what, I'm tired. It's going to be a show. You never get that way tired. You get the old wheezes, Andy. You ever get that tired?
We just got to take a deep breath here once in a while. I'm so tired.
I held it in as long as I can, ladies and gentlemen. But before we even get going, you need to know that Tim Geddes has got a story so good, he said it would blow Andy's asshole out of his eyes, and we can't wait for it. I'm one of your hosts, Greg Miller. This is the Kinda Funny Podcast. That's the producer, slice producer, Nick Scarpino.
I can't wait for this. I love this energy that's happening right now. This is the first podcast we've done in a long time where I'm like, maybe I'll just sit back and eat my Starbucks nuts and watch Tim blow Andy's two hole out.
Oh, no. What kind of nuts you got in that Starbucks nut?
No, listen, Greg, this is the fruit and nut blend. Can you see that?
Okay, yeah.
I'm not getting paid by Starbucks.
But if Starbucks would like to. You got some almonds, you got some raisins.
I opened it up like a savage, so I can't really tip it too hard, but here you go.
Now, you see, this is the thing. You'd say that, but then remember, like, one of the big things me and the millennials are watching on the TikToks is all the life hacks you missed, and one of them is where you get the McDonald's ketchup, and rather than tear the corner, you tear along the side, and then you push it in a little bit, and it's a little ketchup boat you can dip in.
Oh, that's kind of fun.
Yeah.
I like to do what I like to do, Greg, is I like to pour it all on that little paper they give you with the burger. And then by the third one, the acid from the tomato sauce burns through the paper. So you're basically just wiping your French fry on the table of the McDonald's that you're at.
Oh, this is you're dining inside the McDonald's.
Oh, I only dine inside, man. I learned the hard way. Don't take it home.
Don't take it home, Andy. Do you judge you?
No, because, you know what happened? Last time we were at Area 69 and we got a bunch of nugs from Wendy's. Yeah. And Mike, like a savage, took all the nugs from the different cases and just poured them onto a big pile. And then it was, which I don't like.
Nug roulette?
It's nug roulette, first off. And second off, it was me, Mike, and Kevin. So I'll give you 10 guesses as to how many times Kevin's arm darted out like hungry, hungry hippo to grab one of those to grab one of those things. I go back to get one spicy nugget and they're all
box
gone.
Reaching out.
Oh, yeah. But it was fun. It was fun.
Wait, hold on. Were they all different types of nugs?
No, we got like 60 nugs, 40 nugs, and six of them were spicy for some reason.
Which is
like that time that my mom decided to mix in the rest of the normal Cheerios with the Honey Nut Cheerios. I was like, wait, why is one out of every five of these nuggets spicy? I don't understand what's happening.
Cheerios, that's kind of a neat experience. So I wouldn't mind the variety there.
Spice it up a bit.
Yeah, just
you have to do one that's like ghost pepper. You know what I mean? Like you toss one of those in there. It's like when you get the jelly beans and you get the jelly belly and one of them tastes like puke or whatever.
Oh, yeah, you gotta
grab a jelly beans. You just put a bag of jelly beans. You just put a bunch of beans in there.
Beans and corn. So uncooked beans.
Uncooked beans. Just baked beans?
Beans and corn. Like, what's up with these jelly beans?
You know, here's if we want to do a quick corn. Sidebar. Here's a question I have for you, Andy Cortez. All right. Another thing I see on the TikTok all the time is I once made the mistake of showing Jen my TikTok, right? And it turns out that
you're horny.
TikTok. Well, no. Well, yeah, isn't everybody? Tim had a great thing. We had a great discussion about this at SummerSlam. You should have been there. We were at this beautiful steak restaurant. We had the giant, what do you call it, with the giant one? Not a trombo.
Wagyu?
No.
The tomahawk?
Tomahawk, that's what I'm looking for. We did that. Tim didn't want it. Of course, we all had to talk him into it. He's like, I never had a good enough. Shut the fuck up and eat the goddamn steak, Tim.
Nothing better for a podcast than somebody saying, we had a great discussion. You have to be there.
Tim has a whole theory that everybody has their horny side and non-horny side of TikTok. That's totally normal. My non-horny side of TikTok, though, is apparently, according to Jen and others, like I'm a 50-year-old man. Because I'm a big fan, personally, as you know, Andy, of Twitter. Like, I enjoy a good tweet. You know what I mean? I enjoy a good visual meme. And there's a lot of people on TikTok who just screenshot tweets and put them up on TikTok. And I like them. Oh, I like them. So I'll say, if I'm sitting there having a good TikTok session, 3 to 4 out of 10 are going to just be screenshots and tweets and memes and things. And they're funny. They're interesting. And I like them.
That's, one that that's goes, a weird subsect of TikTok to be in, of Twitter TikTok.
I'm just not, I mean, you know, they got the good guffaws and the good jokes over there. One of the ones, and they also have the heartwarming moments. And one of the ones that goes around is this husband and wife. Yeah, I think they're husband and wife now, right? It's text-based, obviously. I filled in a lot of gaps. He works in a construction site. That's what I filled in.
That's a fiction you're making in this world. That's a fiction
I made up for. Anyways, though, there's this whole thing where his wife thinks that he hates the green Sour Patch Kids, but in fact, those are her favorite, so he doesn't eat them, and they're his favorite too, but he sacrifices them for him. And every time I see this one go through, all I can think is, wait, there are people out there who eat the Sour Patch Kids one by one enough to have a preference on them? Because I'm just going in there, and it's the claw machine grab, Nick. I'm getting 3 or 4 Sour Patch Kids. I couldn't tell you the difference between any of the colors and the tastes.
Well, Greg, that's because you're tall. If you're short, you eat them to feel dominance over a little tiny body that's smaller than yours.
Sure. I guess that's right.
I like, put this one down off. In the books, y'all. There's an energy, and we're 5 minutes in. I love
Andy
it.
Knows what I'm talking about. Andy bites the head off just like me.
Speaking of short, ladies and gentlemen.
He hates us. He's like, how do I apply a rooster teeth? Maybe they'll take
look at heads ripping up the shreds. The Globetrotting Headshot Rootin' Tootin' Nitro Rival. Twitch.tv, Andy Cortez.
And we had a great KFFL, and I am exhausted, dude.
Oh, we got you. We'll carry across the finish line.
It was a great KFFL. Holy cow. Go watch that whenever it's on YouTube. I think tomorrow, probably.
Tomorrow. Yeah, tomorrow's
great episode. Oh, my gosh. Nick Scarpino, awful fucking quarterback. Oh,
love
my
it.
God.
Love never claimed to be anything else.
Now, Andy, I'm going to throw you a curveball here.
What's up, bro?
I'm not going to lie. You're not expecting it, but I expect you to rise to the occasion. In the chat right now at patreon.com/kindoffunny, where you could watch us record the show. Yeah. Madeline Stanley says, the Halloween Mountain Dew tastes like you ate a bunch of candy at once, like Greg does. Is there a Halloween Mountain Dew?
Yeah, it's called Boo. Oh, no.
You're making
Mountain
this up
Boo.
Now.
Isn't it? It's Dewtober.
Voodoo is what Madeline Stanley
says. Voodoo. There we go. It's one of those. Yeah, Dewtober doesn't
make
sense.
Is it good? Would I like it? You know how much I like Halloween.
Dewtober?
I would have been fired from that marketing meeting so bad.
You guys don't like that? How about Duvember?
Oh, Voodoo. Yeah, there you go. Do Timber. Do everywhere.
Oh my God.
I haven't tried it yet. I want to give that a shot, but those are a bit tougher to find.
I'm opening an Instacart. I'm going to toss it in there.
Yeah, go ahead and do that. By the way, Nick, Mountain Dew, non-perishable.
Oh no, yeah. They say that's ever? It's got a half life of about 1,000 years.
But this is by the FDA or like whatever the Food and Drug Administration. Yeah, I guess FDA, yeah. The FDA, I had to Google it because Nick, once again, we were planning on doing a Dew Dome bit about a year ago.
Yeah.
And then honestly, Elden Ring came out.
It changed everything.
It changed everything, man. Yeah, so we were never able to do the Dew Dome, but and I'm not exaggerating when I say this, I have about like 7 flavors that you cannot get in stores of different Mountain Dews. Mm-hmm. And again, they are non-perishable. The thing I had worried about was like, oh, we're going to drink old soda. At worst, it's like the FDA is like, it may just be flat. And that's
yeah,
it.
Yeah, because
like
the carbonation will die.
Yeah, like the due by date or the best by date or whatever is just like
there's so many dues being said right now. God damn it.
The due date, yeah.
Do you think that now, Andy, on that line of questioning, as the due professional here or the
Andy does the due.
Professional, thank you. Yeah. Do you think it's because it's predominantly just water and sugar?
I don't know. I thought there'd be some sort of perishable sort of thing happening in there. Maybe. But I guess not. I guess that just sort of speaks to how unhealthy it is. There's no natural organic
okay,
anything.
Okay, real
in there.
Quick. Keep in mind, honey's good forever. Remember? They went into King Tutankhamun's down in the pyramid. They busted him out. They found all his stuff. There was some honey there. They just put
is that
in some
true?
Warm water. That's
is
true.
That true?
That's true. That's true.
Is that true? Okay, because I'll tell you this right now. I may do some visual comedy as a dare if y'all dare me to. Kevin gave me a jar of honey like a year ago.
Yeah.
And I ate a little bit of it at the time, but it's still sitting out here.
Yeah. Go for it. I think you go
put
get
it in.
And also,
like, get a little bit of warm water going, like on the stove, and put it in there. Or you could run it under warm water if your water gets that hot. And then you can it'll liquefy, it'll reliquify back into it.
Keep taking it in the jar and stick it in some hot water.
Because it
to reliquefy it, so it's not honeycomb anymore.
It just sounds like you all are telling me to make sure the honey's good to eat again. I thought it would be good anyway. I don't...
Well, what Greg's saying is it's crystallized, right? It's all like crystal now.
I don't think so. It's in a jar.
Go get the honey.
Let's get the jar right now, Andy. I'm desperately searching for Mountain Dew Voodoo, and it is not looking good out here.
Well, it's not
crystallized, dude. It kind of looks like a sap from Jurassic Park.
That's honey.
Before Greg started talking about goddamn Tutankhamun, I thought he was going to go the Jurassic Park route, but I'm proud of him.
I would never make light of that, all right? Fallen Kingdom right here, yeah, number one. Exactly. Number one shirt in my... I want you to know, I bought the shirt as a joke, of course, all right? Mm-hmm. And the joke was on me because this is a comfy-ass shirt, all right? And the logo hasn't broke down at all. That's impressive, all right? Because I've worn this shirt quite a few times.
The sign of a quality shirt for a quality movie.
Exactly.
I was shown the ways of how Jurassic World Fallen Kingdom was a good movie when a man came to my house and threatened me.
I don't know if he threatened you as much as he extended his hand in friendship, you know?
I don't know. I saw a sign on my car and I looked out. I just see a man in a car going, "You will regret this." I forgot what he said.
I think I booed you. A lot of people would call that tough love. You know what I mean?
And also Tony Dungy, you know how
Tony Dungy won a Super Bowl? He didn't do it by just saying, "Hey, you tried real hard.
Andy,
good job."
Don't dip that finger in there. Why is that the nasty
stinky pinky?
Ew.
That honey looks like it got here yesterday.
Yeah, that looks like some brand new honey. That's not old common honey.
On us.
No. Kevin gave this to me forever, and I had like a spoonful of it at the time because he was like,
and then you stored it in your room
under the bed.
Well, by store, this is the like. This may as well just be my private domicile. Like, what do you mean by store? It's just here. I'm not gonna.
Why would you put that in Lazy Susan?
We have an entire ass kitchen, dude.
Thank you, Barrett.
Yeah, but Barrett, you have to understand. For about a year and a half or two, we had another roommate, and she had a girlfriend who lived here, and I had no space in the fridge, so I'd be like, "Let me put a little fucking." So I'm just kind of still used to that.
The honey shouldn't have gone in the fridge. So
I'm still used to not having. Well, I'm not talking about the. Hey, Greg, let me fucking talk, okay?
I'm sorry you couldn't take your Domino's pizza box with half a pizza and turn it sideways and you shove it in the fridge. I know how you live.
Shut your goddamn man. No, but even now, like, Bear, our freezer, we got to figure this freezer situation out. Dude. I always want to buy popsicles, and I just know there's no room for the popsicles.
I want popsicle room. So to give context, right, we had an old-ass refrigerator for the first, like, 4 years of living here. And then our... landlord got us a new fridge, very fancy, but unlike our old fridge was, you know, the refrigerator in the bottom half and then the freezer in the top half, classic refrigerator style.
Classic.
Now we have the side by side where it's long ways. And so, and the way that the shelves are organized in the freezer, it's hard to put like a frozen pizza box in there. You know, it's very heartbreaking.
You kind of just can't. And I'm at the point where I think that these refrigerator companies are against the frozen food corporation and industrial complex because there's no way for us to get. Sometimes I'll see like cream pops, or I'll see bomb pops, or I'll see fudgesicles.
Anything of a pop variety.
Anything. Yeah, I guess I could have just stopped and just said popsicles, but you know what I mean? Any sort of popsicle box, I know I want that. I know it's not going to fit. Every time I go to CVS, I see the drumsticks.
Ooh.
And I want to be Neil Peart out here just doing a little solo. And I know that it's not going to fit in there, you know?
But why not unbox? See, is it so now you're talking about it's not only a half size, then you got the small shelves, then, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So why not? Like, you could go to the container store. Tim and I love a good container store trip. Get one of the plastic things you could put in there and pull out. Or you could just have a bunch of loose drumsticks in there. That's pizza, there's no solution on. They don't like DiGiorno. That's nothing I can help you with.
Yeah, that's hard.
You could be like psychopath Lucy James and take the frozen pizza and store it in the refrigerated section if you want.
What? That's psychotic. Andy, we did, I think, recently clear out a bunch of stuff at the bottom half of the freezer. Because there was a type of... dog food that we had for a while that like was able to be frozen, but then of course eventually
there's a type of animal living down there.
of course eventually Lulu was like, "I don't like this food anymore," and that was like from her early puppy days, and I think we saved that food just in case, and I think we might have cleared that all out, so we might be able to do some freezer organization here and figure out how to get some sticks in there, because you know we need sticks.
These dumbass dogs, dude. I'll tell you what, man. They take way too much room up in the freezer. And Andy's right. There's an ice cream problem. Every freezer needs a dedicated ice cream section. My workaround for this is you go, you buy the box of the ice cream sandwiches that have way too many ice cream sandwiches. You know, we all know we're going to take down three of those things the first time we get a chance to open it, right? I'm talking about the classics, right?
Oh, fuck yeah, dude. I'm snorting those.
You can shut your eyes. You know exactly what you're talking about.
Exactly. You're snorting those things down. It's a great time. But then you're like, you can't do the whole box. You can, but you shouldn't. You know what I mean? That type of thing. You're like, I'm going to save some of these for later. It's like, those are great because you can snatch them anywhere. You know what I mean? They're so small. Once they're out of the box, they don't need to stay in that box anymore. You can just slide them into that freezer, vertical, horizontal, whatever you want to do. I don't want anyone to forget the fact that Andy just dropped domicile randomly on this episode. So,
This is my domicile, bitch.
It's Breaking Man.
I figured.
I remember that episode.
I think we're bringing up you could get a chest freezer, which I know sounds ridiculous, but remember, you do have that spot like above your hallway in the weird attic that's not an attic. You could put it up there.
I would like Andy to get one of those
heater or air conditioner that one time and then never came back.
I would like Andy to get one of the Michael Danny freezers, like the old school Italian freezers that just are a massive fucking eyesore and always just a little rusty on one edge, you know?
Sure.
And you open it up and that's where they hide the dead bodies and it could just be stacks of ice cream sandwiches.
You want to talk about becoming a dad, a parent, when we bought one of those. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You want to talk about the whiplash on my life of never thinking I would have this kind of chest freezer in my life again. You know what I mean? Like laughing at suburban parents and that shit. And then Jen and her sister are here pretty much a year ago, right? Just cooking up a storm saying they need this goddamn chest freezer. And there we go. Now I got this thing down here.
Just waiting for Greg to shut up so somebody can acknowledge that my alarm is going off. Hey, the alarm's going off, everybody.
What
is
that?
Nobody going to notice that? Like,
I know you were strumming a ukulele. It sounds like there's a ukulele popping off back there.
It was my alarm. Hey, Google, turn off the alarm.
What does it sound like? Why does it
sound
like
a show? You have a show at 3:15. You set the alarm for 3:37 just in case you slept in.
Mm-hmm. No, I'll tell you why. That's the old Pepsi alarm. I'll be right back.
What does that mean?
This means Pepsi, that in the freezer he has. The freezer he has, he put a Pepsi in there. Because it wasn't cold enough, he did that. Now, he bought me the Mountain Dew. He knows I want, maybe.
We have Coke Zeros in the fridge.
Yeah, but I mean, come on now. First off, we all know, right? Coke better than Pepsi, period. End of statement. Pepsi better than Coke Zero, all right?
No.
Yeah.
No. Absolutely not.
Yeah. Hideous. Honestly, hideous Coke take. Zero above Coke.
You're a nightmare.
It goes Coke Zero, Diet Coke, and then I don't drink anything else. So it's not worth it. I also want to call attention to the fact that...
What if it's a wild cherry Pepsi? Does that change the equation?
I don't like cherry. I got to be honest, I don't like cherry stuff.
God damn it, Nick.
Yeah, Andy's a big cherry fan. I don't like it.
Andy, you agree Coke Zero... worse than Pepsi. Pepsi's better than Coke Zero.
No. What? No.
Well, you're drinking Pepsi, so we're just saying you're kind of voting for me.
Well, I'll tell you why I'm drinking a Pepsi, because I was having a little Pepsi package.
I do want to get to the story where Tim Schrader
gets a Pepsi package.
This is disgusting, Andy. You're better than this.
I was having a little Pepsi package, everybody.
Dude,
a little
s'mores.
That sounds everyone's favorite.
I was sent a s'mores Pepsi, but look at this packaging, dude. They just pop out. They you pop okay? out in their little cans, their little tiny okay? cans. And the...
Hold on. They also sent...
That's another can.
One sec. Where is it? Where'd it go?
None of those are good anymore, just because he dropped them all.
Look at this.
Oh, tumbler. Nice little tumbler, yeah.
Little Yeti tumbler?
Oh, yeah.
Or something. I don't even think it's a Yeti brand. It's like an R.
It's something else.
Antarctica.
Well, it's just like Pepsi's the knockoff Coke. This is the knockoff Yeti.
And they have a little... Well,
first off, crack this mother open. I want to know
that's
if it tastes
what I'm
like
saying.
Eating a s'more.
I had it in the freezer. That was what the timer was for. I don't want to explode
I called it.
Freezer.
I called it, everybody. So here's the thing.
The only reason... Hold on. The only reason it fit in the freezer... Because it's really small. It's a little tiny Pepsi. Look at it compared to the energy drink.
These are like Xbox fridge size Pepsis.
I look like holding a can.
You too?
I really want you to not drink that energy drink. It's too big.
Ready?
Yeah, hold on. First off, smell. Smell test. Does it smell like s'mores?
Oh, marshmallow hit me.
Yeah?
Yeah, marshmallow hitting me right now. Oh, my goodness.
Good old refreshing marshmallow.
We're using the Oreoration scale, of course. So we just had the first look. It smells like marshmallows. Okay.
It's got a good smell. Good scent. Okay. S'mores collection chocolate. So let's
give me a taste. Oh, there's
really, really good smell. Let's taste this.
Oh, wait. That's interesting.
It's really good.
No, it's not. He doesn't like it.
It's good. It's a good soda.
Does it taste like chocolate?
The whole thing.
Yeah. Does the other taste like marshmallow and the other taste like graham cracker? Is that the shtick?
No, I don't think so. I think they're all chocolate.
You read it and it said, what's
the other fuck, there's a graham cracker flavor.
Called it. Called
it, shit.
You got to crack them all open and pour them into your gullet at once. Actually, Barrett, do me a solid.
Mix it up like a Sour Patch Kid.
Do me a solid. Go to your shed and get your bucket. Rinse it out with the garden hose and bring it in. We're pouring them all in. We're making a paint can s'mores style.
Okay, well, here's the problem. Only one of them is cold.
Yeah, that's on you. You should have thought that through, but now you got to pour yourself. You got to make a suicide, basically. So get the little tumbler. Put a little ice in there, and then a little bit from the chocolate one, a little bit from the graham cracker one, a little bit from the marshmallow one.
I don't know where the other one is. I seem to have lost it because it fell.
Well, we'll kill time while you look around for it. Rounding out the quartet, of course, is Forbes 30 under 30, a.k.a. the second best baby blues in San Francisco, a.k.a. the verified one at Tim Geddes.
I hate this so much. I hate everything about this.
On the Pepsi list, Tim, they send me Mountain Dews.
The Dew side, I'm okay with. This Pepsi side, definitely not.
No, adding you have to be okay with to this. Look, you have to be okay.
This
with
is
it
where
all.
I was going with it, right? Is like, as you know, I have a hit show on Kind of Funny called Oreoration, mm-hmm. and Oreoration is where they make a whole bunch of crazy ass Oreo flavors, and you have mm-hmm. them. You're like, that sounds good. Maybe I'll try it or whatever. And so then you do that, and you're fine. I can go for a s'mores of Oreo.
Jesus,
fine.
A drink. The fuck? God, you scared the shit out of me, Barrett. Why are you here? What the fuck? God damn it. Good news, though.
Found my toe clippers.
Why is that gross?
Just to pour them all in, you know?
Because they were lost. A
little bit of chocolate.
Because they were lost.
That's what's gross about it. Why is it gross? Because that means like it fell underneath his desk, Nick, and there's so much trash down there.
All cans are up here.
Cheetos bags, cans.
All cans accounted for.
I thought I dropped one of the cans I never did. It was always up here. All three were up here the whole time. How about my toe clippers?
But you found your toe clippers, Andy. So there you go. Yeah.
Found my toe clipper. Here we go.
Oh, why is you like stone cold? Wow.
Graham cracker and toasted marshmallow. Oh. Toasted marshmallow. I'm not getting a whole lot of sense here. I'm not getting a whole lot of sense, but there's some graham cracker for
you.
So
you got the marshmallow from the chocolate. Nothing from the marshmallow. Cool.
I guess I didn't have marshmallow from the chocolate. I thought I did, too. I thought I got a little hint. What's this one? Oh, this one's marshmallow. This one's some marshmallow. Okay, we're getting a little bit, a big s'more concoction right here, everybody. Bottoms up. Thank you, Pepsi.
No.
This is just a...
No.
It doesn't say Pepsi on it. I don't... Oh, here. It's down here.
Just fucking drink it.
Oh, no. Wait, hold on. This is from when they sent me the maple syrup Pepsi. I had that down there as well.
Disgusting.
So you only cooled down one of these.
Only cooled down one, yeah. For about 10 minutes.
Take a sip of it.
Thank you, Pepsi.
Tell me if it tastes like a s'more now.
Bottoms up. A little campfire. A little campfire action.
All right. They're taking their sip, audio listeners, and... Oh, Barrett's leaving the room, and Andy does not like what he had either, but he's trying to get through it.
I'd love to tell some ghost stories out by the campfire with these spores. Good.
Pepsi is one of the few companies that I outright turned down for a sponsorship opportunity. They hit me up, and I was like, I'm not doing it. I'm sorry.
What? What about Mountain Dew?
It wasn't for Mountain Dew. It was for Pepsi.
I don't give a shit if Pepsi is like, we're going to buy Kind of Funny for $1 billion.
Is that the Halloween one?
No, this is one I found. Tim. I found this in my closet. This was a Mountain Dew Spark Raspberry Lemonade. Can't wait to cool that one down and have it.
Andy, can I ask a question?
Hey, what's up, brother?
How many things do you think are in your room right now that you don't know are in your room?
This is for the record. We're gearing up, obviously, for October 14th, which, of course, is the new Kind of Funny Day. We launched the studio. You get to come see this spare bedroom, yada, yada, yada.
Yeah.
Obviously, we'll be doing all sorts of crazy things. We have to do some kind of thing that, like, if we get this many subs or raise this much money or whatever the hell it is, Nick and Greg go to Andy's room and just get to unpack it.
Nice. Check this out. I found this. This is something Tim was asking for. A purple mattress pillow that I bought.
You've been sleeping on, huh? Just
how big is his room? He lost
not,
a pillow.
It's not that big.
It's in the
big
closet.
Room.
It's not
pillows
that,
are big.
It's not that big. It's just very dense.
The purple pillows, those things are freaking, like, those are dense.
That takes up a room, and you can't you can't push those into a ball and shove it into the corner of the room.
Are you not using that pillow, Andy?
No.
Send him my way.
You really want it? Tim
bought these weird ass pillows. I hate them.
Tim was also like, I'll take it. Tim was saying, I'll take
Shut
it.
Shut
like,
the fuck up. It's nighttime. That was
I didn't really use
the
pillow very long.
Say, I hate him.
No, you can give it to Greg. I ended up buying the other one for G.
That's so funny, Greg. I fucking hate him.
Found my wig.
Nice.
Great. That's good.
How
you put
much
that
shit is
way.
Under your desk?
Yeah.
No, I was in the closet.
See, I feel like I'm giving a lot of shit because I grab random things from, you know, wherever they are around me and stuff.
So this is a...
Andy's just must be sitting on a mountain of clothes and
well, Greg,
toenail clippers.
Your stuff is organized. The thing about you is that you mm-hmm. have a lot of stuff, but you know where it is.
Sure.
This you know, is easily like, the most interesting one that I don't think will be perishable, or I think it will be perishable. And this is the Mountain Dew, the hard Mountain Dew with liquor, yeah. with alcohol in there.
Do you have them or do you just have the paperwork for
I still
them?
Have them. They're
so do you,
bed.
Under your bed is where you're storing a bunch of these Mountain
yeah,
Dews.
Hold
okay.
on, one sec.
You know, I feel like the alcohol could go either way, right? Because alcohol
yeah,
could be a preservative.
Oh, the big crate that they sent.
Oh, he's got it still in the crate thing, too.
Hold
How
on.
How many Mountain Dews and Pepsis have you been sent?
Too many.
Check that out.
Damn.
Check that shit
out. It looks like he's holding on to this shit just so that in 10 years he can go to eBay with it, you know?
They're still in there. Haven't opened. Unopened.
No, he's like,
it smells really good though. It's got a good wood smell.
You know what this is, well, Greg?
Yeah.
He's
probably
just
made out
the
of wood.
World's worst doom prepper. You know, this is what this is.
I've been preparing this day forever. I got all the Pepsi and Mountain Dew you could possibly want.
Do you think then the Dew Dome, the Dews, will pass the due date before your doom?
Oh fucking shit!
First off, nobody's gonna give him credit for that. Nobody's gonna give him credit for that. Don't get me wrong. I think he might have written it down and read it.
Oh, I did
page.
Not.
Just...
I did not. I full transparency. Did I just open a Word doc to write it down to make sure I nailed it? I was like, if I do that, I'm gonna miss my chance for this being worth it. So I just fucking did it, guys. I just
Here's
fucking
smart.
Did it.
Tim, I've
Here's
never been more
find.
Proud of you in my life.
Thank you.
We gotta find everybody. This is okay. This is now. It's like Storage Wars.
Really good find. I got a full box of Hormel chili.
I want the audience
Wait,
to
what
know.
The
I like,
fuck?
I want the audience to know.
You
I can
leave your room, Andy.
This was not planned. This is not some bit. This is the fucking life he leads.
I bought a,
Why do you have a six pack of Hormel chili
space.
That is opened? That no. is open, but not a can is missing.
Not
so
a can
at
is
some
missing.
Point, you opened the things of Hormel chili. You're like, maybe now? No.
No.
Yeah, and I'll tell you why. I'll tell you why this is still sitting here. Well, but this could be a good doom prepper sort of thing. But when I opened the box, I then took out a can, like I'm doing so now.
Yeah.
And the first thing I see was a lot of dust. First thing I see is, what does it say? No beans. And I said, fuck, I bought the wrong box. And I never returned it.
Give it to me.
I want beans in my chili.
As you know, yeah, I love eating. I like eating chili right out of the can.
How long have these cans of beanless chili been sitting down there?
Yo, Best Buy, December 2024, though.
Oh, you Pretty got you want plenty of time.
I'll take them, Andy. I'll take them off your hands if you're looking for someone to clear that one cubic foot of space out of your room so you can shove another
absolutely.
Purple pillow in there.
Yeah, chili's going to Nick. Pillow's going to Greg.
Tim, do you want the rest of this Sport Pepsi?
God. If you didn't know good. Better, it would be like people start worrying about like Andy if he's about to do something drastic. You know what I mean? Like he's just giving away all his possessions. We're like, no. He just cleaned out the one corner. He cleaned out the one corner of his stuff over there.
It's so. Can I ask how and why Kevin gave you honey? How did he come about this honey?
His brother or brother-in-law.
Oh, his brother-in-law. Okay.
Yeah, his brother-in-law does something with honey.
Right. Of course. That makes sense. That checks out.
Or somebody's like somebody's a beekeeper or something. And so
sure.
I was talking about how, the seasonal allergies, I think I've been here long enough to have to where they're going to start to affect me. And he said, Andy, yeah. I got just a thing for you. I can take you some honey. So he brought me honey probably maybe around the time of Elden Ring, like February-ish, March-ish.
Okay. Sure.
I like how for Andy, from now on, everything is like BC or like
yeah,
after.
It's zero. It starts everything over. It's before Elden Ring or after Elden Ring. Yeah, exactly.
That's right. What else I got in here? Y'all keep talking.
Well, it's just, yeah, it's a spectacle to watch and listen to here, Andy. I don't know. You know, we can't really go anywhere else with it. And I guess you can dig, and I can tell everybody, of course, this is the Kind of Funny podcast. Each and every week, four, sometimes five best friends gather on this table, each coming to talk with each other about whatever it is they want to talk about, even if it's beanless Hormel chili. If you like talking about beanless Hormel chili, why not go over to patreon.com/kindoffunny. On patreon.com/kindoffunny, you can write in to be part of the show. You can get the show ad-free. You can get it with the exclusive post show we're doing. You can be a Patreon producer. You can be watching live like Drewtendo64 is, like Madeline Stanley is, like Melissa Hagler is. Of course, if you're watching live, comment in there. And talk. No. Oh, it fell.
No, it fell.
Yeah. I thought you came up with an Apple core like no. You're a cartoon.
Greg said no.
Like, come I'm on. Like, come on. There's got to be a line where you can, I'm chop. Well, time to go live. I'll toss the Apple core with the chili. I'll be back tonight in a second. Remember, of course, you can get the show ad free. I already said on Patreon. You can get the show with ads, without the post show, not watching live, not writing in, not having a great time on youtube.com/kindoffunny, roosterteeth.com, podcast services around the globe each and every week. Go the extra mile to support us by doing nothing, kind of, when you're buying video games on the Epic Games Store or when you're playing Epic Games published games like Fortnite or the Rumbleverse on your PlayStation, Xbox, whatever. Use the creator code KINDOFFUNNY. It helps us even when you're just downloading something for free as long as you've used the code. Housekeeping for you, we are doing a Kind of Funny town hall on Thursday, ladies and gentlemen, 11 a.m. Pacific on Twitch. We will be getting together and talking about some of the changes we are bringing to our programming and a million other things as we gear up for October 14th, Friday, October 14th, the launch of the Spare Bedroom Kind of Funny Studios. We're all very excited. So this Thursday, come on, come in, watch me and Tim and Joey talk about the future of Kind of Funny at 11 a.m. Pacific, twitch.tv/kindoffunnygames, later on all the things. And then, of course, get ready for the new studio Friday, October 14th, which is so close. Mm-hmm. Have you all thought about how close that is? I was having a conversation with somebody planning something, and I was like, oh, shit, that's close.
Yeah, we got everything dialed in, though, so we're good. We have nothing to do.
Nothing to do. Absolutely. We nailed it. Slammed
that white wall behind this you definitely looks ready for anything.
Totally. This might be the first time in Kind of Funny history where we're like, we could just take a couple days off before this studio launch and honestly not even worry about anything, right,
before
Tim?
Kind of Funny Day 2022.
Nick and Tim definitely aren't hindering any development time by being on this podcast right now.
It's all good. You know what I mean? You gotta take the bad. There was no bad.
We got a lot of goals for this studio and a lot of great shit that we have planned that we cannot wait for everyone to see. And I honestly think that we're going to hit the majority of them. There might be a couple things where, like, maybe just don't show what's inside the fridge right now. Maybe we don't need to see how dirty that is already. You know, we don't need to see things like that. But we're going to get the majority of it dialed in. And then I have to keep telling myself, this is us. We're trying to have a level of professionalism with this new studio that most people don't achieve in their professional life. But there is still going to be the Kind of Funny factors, right? They're still going to be us. We're still going to have shenanigans. And I think that's part of our DNA. So I think that takes a little bit of the stress. You know, it's like, when stuff happens, you're like, do we need internet? No, we don't need internet, right? We're an internet company. It's totally fine.
We can easily pivot to a VOD service so easily where
I'm thinking like, I mean, I Googled Redbox right now.
He rides his bike back to Tim's house exactly. And he uploads from there.
I was just thinking, what if we shifted and we just did Redbox, right? Where we just started making content for those in the little machines that are inside of Ralph's all sure. Across the Midwest. That'd be fun.
Thank you to our Patreon producers, David Hazenga, Nathan Lamoff, Delaney Twining, Gordon McGuire, and Fargo Brady. Today we're brought to you by NZXT Canvas Gaming Monitors and Uplift. And hey, why don't I tell you about them right now? Not me, but somebody else. Now.
Shout out to NZXT Canvas Gaming Monitors. We are huge fans of NZXT here at Kind of Funny. And I got to say, these monitors, they're Andy Cortez approved, Kevin Coelho approved, and Tim Geddes approved because of their sweet 1440p resolution with 165 hertz refresh rate and 1 millisecond response hits. That sweet spot for gamers due to the balance of picture and performance. They're available in 27-inch and 32-inch curved displays, variable refresh rate support for all of the major GPUs. They provide an excellent gaming experience for any game genre. You can get the monitor just alone, you can get it with a stand, or you can get it with some pretty cool mounts. There's built-in software support with NZXT Cam that lets you control all your monitor settings directly on your PC. No need to mess with the clunky hardware menus to lock in your desired settings. They thought of it all. It's sold exclusively on NZXT.com. You can learn more about the NZXT Canvas gaming monitors at NZXT.co/kindoffunny. funny. That's nzxt.co/kindafunny.
Shout out to Uplift for sponsoring this episode. I've been using my Uplift desk for well over a year now. I love the thing so much, I decided to write a rap song for them.
The build quality is real good. It's made of real high quality wood.
They didn't ask for it. I just did it anyway. Getting my Uplift desk immediately improved my mood. Whenever I'm on shows, I'm standing up, I'm feeling a lot more energetic. And also, I kind of feel like I was just maybe creating some bad habits sitting down at a desk all day. I would move my legs up, I'd sit underneath my legs on my chair, and eventually all that stuff just created really bad back pain for me. Choose from laminate, whiteboard, bamboo, solid wood, butcher block, or even custom solid wood or laminate options. Uplift Desk won New York Times Wirecutter's Best Standing Desk from 2019 to 2022. And while I'm at it, I'm just going to give them an award as well. Best standing desk that I use in my bedroom from when they sent it to me until now. Uplift Desk have a 15-year warranty. They ship the same day you order with free shipping and free return shipping. So if you've been feeling the effects of sitting at a desk for 8 hours a day, maybe you want some more energy in your life, maybe you want to do squats in the middle of a Zoom call or something. Uplift your life. Go to kindoffunny.com/uplift.
All right, we're back. Andy, were there any other discoveries you needed to, anything else you needed to find that has been unearthed over there?
No, the pillows are just taking too much up of the closet. I can't really get behind them.
Now, do I have to worry about the pillow that you're bringing? Is it going to be like number one, spidery? You know, no. I mean, number two, stained.
Maybe. Unless the Pepsi fell like? Back down there, some.
Okay.
Smell the pillow and tell me, does it smell like something that Greg doesn't need to be a part of?
No, it's going to feel dusty is what I'll say right now.
No,
it's
gonna Greg's not going to like that.
Yeah, and I'll put it in the dryer and, you know, shake it off that way for sure.
Okay, cool.
Okay.
The thing is, it's really heavy. It's like such, it feels like picking up a weighted blanket.
If you can put memory foam in a dryer, is
it,
Greg,
it's cushy?
You might wanna
it's got like a good girth to it?
Oh, I mean, it's purposefully thick.
Sometimes when I toss the second pillow, Nick, off the bed, I'm afraid it's going to go right underneath the door, right underneath the little crack. Of like that's how these thin pillows are that Jen has.
I don't understand what this hump is inside of it. It's kind of
Greg, they say that the best kind of pillow is one where you wake up and your neck hurts. I think that's really what you want, because then you wake up and you go, oh, I got something to prove today. I got to get rid of this neck.
Because I'll get in bed and I put my head in the pillow. I'm like, oh, it must be the other one that I find. Okay, and I switch it. I hate him.
Honestly, this is one of those things where when I first got new, when Dee and I first got married and we got a real bed, like a king size bed, and she was like, "Do you want we're getting a memory foam mattress? Do you want to try a memory foam pillow?" I was like, "Yes," and I'm so glad I did, because it's the only pillow that I've ever slept on where I haven't walked away without a night's sleep, without a kink in my neck or my shoulder hurting. And you get reminded of that when you go on vacation for 2 weeks. And you sleep in hotels for 2 weeks, and you're like, what? Because inevitably, it starts with this much fluff, and 5 minutes later, immediately goes to nothing. And you're just piling up five pillows. It's either too much or too little pillow all the time.
Now, Andy is showing us the pillow here. What is up with the tumor there on the side?
No, it was part of the cushioning. Got kind of, like, bunched up. It's not a big deal.
I'll tell you right now.
It's no big deal.
You don't want
the pillow. Because the anatomy of one of these pillows... There's a lot going on in there. Like, they're made up of a bunch of different pieces.
The grid, you
know? They're made to go on the bed, you know, not to be, like, shoved into a closet for a year.
Yeah.
Your Honor,
you
can I talk to my...
You paid for it, too. Like, it's an expensive pillow.
Surgery right here. Surgery.
Can I talk to my client
for a
second,
Your Honor? Was it haunted? Why did you immediately toss in the closet?
It was too firm.
Oh, okay.
It was too thick.
It looks like you're a kid trying to smuggle something into a sleepover. Like, I brought my own pillow, and it's all lumpy because there's a bunch of porno mags and a bottle of booze in it.
Yeah, I'm kind of confused as to why it's like that, too.
He's suddenly got a country. I'm kind of confused on why it's like that, too.
I was hoping there wasn't like a raccoon in here or something. But...
Sure.
I mean, it would be the first time, Andy.
I love that in the chat right now, Blessing is trying to figure out the chili situation of why our Slack is talking about chili. And they're trying to explain it to him, and he doesn't quite believe it. Going as far as
I'm rewinding the show, he says.
Yeah, does he think that Barrett's going to steal his chili?
I've done it
before.
I'll do
it
again.
That's part of it, right? You have to think that's part of it, because Andy likes to come across as a very trusting person, but I could easily see him being distrustful.
I was too nervous about his leftover pizza. I wouldn't even touch that. And there is a whole system where if he leaves it on top of the stove, it's up for grabs. But if he has it in the fridge,
then it's then he's saving it for himself.
See, that makes sense. Yeah. Oh, you fixed it. I see.
Fix it. Fix the lump. Yeah, because there's two layers of like a kind of cushioned thing in there, and there's two purple ones of like one of them had bunched up underneath the other one. So I was like, well, I don't know why it's like this, but you just kind of gotta stretch it out. You could take the alcoholic Mountain Dew too if you want.
You know, I'll pass. I'll check.
Hard side. Hey,
I'm going to take Andy's pillow. Do you want the alcoholic Mountain Dew? Or would you like the six cans of chili? This is all things he's pulled from the side
no
of
beans,
his desk.
No beans.
Show.
Greg, it's eight cans.
Eight cans. Well, I'm taking the pillow. So I'm already, we're already getting, the Miller House is already getting one care package from Andy. Right, you know what? You can just say no. You don't have to make that kind of face. Andy's offering all this to you. Andy, I'm going to pass on the hard alcohol Mountain Dews.
No problem. It's up for anybody else who
Now, Tim Geddes, I was promised a story. You are unlike anything I've ever heard.
Exactly.
I would love to hear it now.
Yeah. You're welcome, Greg. And now I have to say this because I don't want any fucking shit from people. I told Greg, I was like, I have a story I want to tell, but it's not a big story. It's just a stupid thing. So don't make a big deal out of it. So now's this whole fucking thing. Anyways, before I get to that, and I appreciate it. I appreciate it, of course. But one thing I want to say, this isn't the story. But I keep getting these freaking PR emails from random ass
Pepsi
companies trying to get us to interview people on our shows.
Oh,
and
sure, I get those.
It's always just normally it's people I don't know, or maybe I've heard of like a show they were on or something. And like one day this might result in something cool. But I did like 2 weeks ago get an email. I told Joey about this. I got an email from somebody trying to push a guest on the Kinda Funny podcast. Specifically, they're trying to get him on, and they're like, hey, the queen just died and, you know, Europe's going through it right now and all that. I have this guest who is from the Bay Area and they lived in Europe for 2 years. Mm-hmm. So if you want their perspective on the situation, yeah. And I'm like, that is the worst pitch I have ever heard. I'm like, oh, yeah, hey, our guy lived there. At some point,
we got a guy who watched Austin Powers one time.
Exactly. So I love that. Anyways, I just got another email from the same guy. So I'm like,
I mean, you're gonna follow up and say yes, right? Because that sounds like hilarious interview content right there.
That actually is a funny show. If we just every time we got one of those, we had to do it. It's like, and we just had to follow up because yeah, the people I get are always ridiculous.
Where did
Nick,
you,
I'm sorry, you're hanging up.
And sir, where did you pitch me to be interviewed at? We pitched you to interview at CNN, at MSNBC, at Kinda Funny. Like, that doesn't sound like somewhere I want to interview at, talking about the dead queen on Kinda Funny.
How do we pitch Snowbike Mike to people as a queen?
I mean,
like an aficionado of the queen. Like, don't tell Mike. But let's try. How far can we get him up in the ranks of mainstream media as being like the foremost like authority on Queen Elizabeth?
Yeah,
I mean, I have enough of these. I have dozens of these. Now they don't work for us.
No,
so maybe they won't work in general. But like,
well, we could just copy these things, right? You feel like it's a shotgun mentality, like concept, right? Like you send out 1,000 emails, maybe one person picks it up. But I would do it just to record Mike not realizing they want him to talk about the queen. Cause I would bet money, Andy, back me up here, that Snowbike Mike knows absolutely nothing about the queen, the recently deceased queen of England.
I don't think he'd agree to it only because one
time. No, we don't tell him.
You said him. Exactly. Mm-hmm. And Mike, I booked you a podcast appearance. You want to go on there? Sure. Oh. That's boom, damn, done. You know what I mean?
I love that.
Xbox.
That's actually pretty good. Let me just real quick. During the summer, Sancho West asked me and Mike to be a part of the NBC at the Olympics via Twitch. It was like this little event.
Sure.
And we did it separately. And they asked both of us on each of our separate segments to play GeoGuessr, which is where you guess where you are based on a part, like a Google Maps part of the sort of like they show you a street view and you're like, guess where you are. And they wanted us to do that in Japan because that's where the Olympics were. And I was like, sure. And Mike was like, oh, no, I wasn't. I said no. I didn't want to do that because he was like embarrassed. He wouldn't know where he was. I was like, Mike, I didn't get any of the questions right either. Like they dropped me in Shibuya and I said some other fucking name, you know. And he was like, no, they asked me to do that. I was like, nah, can we pass on that? I don't want to do that. I don't think he'd appreciate being thrust somewhere and expected to answer questions about the queen.
I value his friendship too much.
I got today, all right, for immediate release. Expert shares essential traits of strategic effective leadership. And this is titled interview/review op. Expert shares essential traits of strategic effective leadership. Some people actively pursue leadership positions while others have the responsibility thrust upon them. Whatever the case, effective leadership is always in short supply, even though many people hold positions that require it, according to consultant Mark Rapier. Your personal leadership journey will not be a straight line to success, Rapier says. You will need to ebb and flow when you find yourself in those leadership moments.
I fucking hate this, Greg.
Being prepared with expanded views, end quotes. His new book, The Leader with 1,000 Faces, A Personal Study of Leadership, describes the journey that leaders must learn how to navigate and aims to give readers perspectives to consider before they find themselves needing answers. Written from Rapier's experience, not theory, readers will find clues in uncovering the best versions of the leaders they choose to be.
Get them on the show.
And this is what we could easily punch that up for Mike and get that out. Put it out there, no problem, right?
I'm down with it. Can we also do the thing where people ask you about your business, and then when you don't respond, they try to be cute and then send you 800 more emails, even though they're cold calling you, and you do not need their service.
Like the third or fourth one, just checking in again. You're going to miss this thing.
And they clearly have no fucking idea what your business is. They just randomly found it on LinkedIn. Hey, kinda. Someplace. Yeah, exactly. We think that you could really use our service for your business, and the service is like fucking gardening. You're like, I don't know. We don't have a lawn. We live in the city. It's so annoying.
I've been really sad recently about getting some people asking me to do podcast stuff with local theater. But one of the local theater groups, I think, or one of the production companies is called Campo Santo. So I thought it was a press release about the Campo Santo fucking game, old game developer that got bought out by Valve, and then they just got dissolved into Valve, so all their projects are gone.
Press invite to Campo Santo's encore engagement of Otto Frank, creative reform by Roger Guvner Smith.
And I was like, confused.
I was like, shit, did fucking Campo Santo write a play? Like, what? I was like, reading this thing. I'm looking at the logo. I'm like, no, this ain't right. This ain't
what
right.
What if it was a dramatic retelling of being bought by Valve?
I've gotten a lot of theater emails lately, Andy, and also bands. I've been getting bands I've never heard of in my life, but people wanting emailing me to interview bands.
Like, come out to this event, and it's and every once in a while I get like an invite to an event, but I think it's like because of SoFi, because I took out a loan from them one time, and I didn't like they're like, you're a SoFi member, come learn how to be a barista or like some bullshit event. It's like, no, dude, I don't want to do that. I'm good.
That kind of sounds cool. I want to learn how to be a barista.
Of course you do. Saturday at a fucking farmer's market.
I was hanging out with Snowbike.
Only if you hike.
Aggressively said.
Only if you hike to get there. Fucking guy.
What's your problem?
I just wanted to laugh.
I try to share my fucking life with you. I try to be friends with you on the weekends. No one else on this podcast ever texts you on the weekends. I send you like nice little text, tell you what's up. Listen. I know you like
dinner with
music.
Andy on Saturday night.
Yeah.
What's up? Yeah. We had dinner together.
What's up?
I had the worst date of my life this weekend.
Is this the story?
This is the story.
Worst date or day?
Think. Date is what I said. I actually
who
did.
With?
But with one Gia Tap Harris.
Yeah, okay, good. I just want to make sure you get that out of the way first before anyone's like, what?
Still doing all that. Still and honestly, it was great. Me and her were great, but everyone around us thought we weren't so great because of a few choice decisions that happened. Mm-hmm. So we went to a little like nice little brunch at this Italian spot over in West Portal. And we're chilling, but G didn't plan enough time to get from first thing she had to do, the second thing she had to do, whatever. So the plan was originally we were going to go together, get some food. I was going to drop her off at her friend's after, and then I was just going to go home and work. And that was totally good till we sit down and she realizes I need to be at my friend's house in 10 minutes.
Damn.
And we had just ordered food. So I was like, well, this isn't going to go well. But I'm like, hey, it's all good. Like, we'll be able to eat quickly. Once they get it here, we'll be able to pay fast. It's going to be fine. Don't stress. I'll get you there. So they come back, and immediately as they put our food down, she's just like, hey, can I get the check? And they're like, yeah, is everything okay? And it was like, yeah, yeah, yeah. And he like looks at me, and he just gives this look of like, looks at her, giving it the eyes of like, is everything okay? And I'm just so awkward. And I was like, just fucking deal with it. You know, he comes back, gets it. They check out, whatever. We scarf our food down. I'm taking my time a little more because I know I'm not actually in a rush at this point. So I was like, all right, this is fine. Because she was at that point just going to take my car. And eventually she eats like a third of her thing. And she's like, just take the rest home. And like, I'll eat it later. Don't worry about it. And I was like, totally cool. So she asked for the check. The guy ends up coming over. She pays with her card, which is, we have a shared card, so it really doesn't matter. But she pays, gets up super fast, and like runs out. Not thinking about how it looks for me.
Sure.
And so I'm just sitting here like, oh no. Like, I know this isn't a big deal, but I can feel, I can feel all the tables around me, like, looking at me.
And you just went, mind your business.
No, for reals. I was just like, damn, they are all talking about this. Like,
you should have walked, you should have just taken the opportunity. You should have taken the opportunity. As soon as she cleared the door, you get up and hurriedly throw the door open behind her and go, I want a paternity test. Then,
so, oh my God, I really should have like done something, because instead I'm just trying to like be cool. I finish up most of my food. I was like, I'm gonna take some of it home. I asked the guy for a box and he comes over. He looks at me. He looks at her like,
you don't deserve a box.
He was just like, just one box. And I was like, yeah, just one. And he goes, okay, so not for that. And I was like, oh, no, I'm going to just put it all together in one box. And she's like, are you sure? And like at that point, I was like in my mind thinking, bro, like you got this all wrong. And like at this point, leave me the fuck alone. If I was going through it, let me eat her goddamn food. You know what I mean?
Yeah. He's like, sir, I'm going to put it in a bag. That way it hurts less when you chuck it at her tonight in anger.
It was just such a stupid little like, situation of just like this choice led to this choice led to just that's me such a Kirby alone enthusiasm with moment. Everyone around me thinking I did something wrong, and I was just like, God, like I as I walked out of the restaurant, I haven't felt that all eyes on me look of like the walk of shame in a long time, and I didn't even do anything shameful.
But oh man, I but you got to be aware of it though, man. Like I got a weird story. Well, not a weird story, but a story that I was walking to Punchline the other day. It was Sunday, not paying attention at all. And Punchline, if you've ever been there, is like, the show happens at night. It's dark. It's financial districts. So there's not a lot going on. And I'm walking up the stairs. And as I walk up the stairs, there's a young lady that's like right in front of me. And we're walking toward each other. And I'm like looking at my phone, not even thinking about it. She makes a left up the stairs. I immediately start following her up the stairs. And then we get about halfway up. And she does one of those things where like she takes a slower step and it registers in my brain what's happening. And I was like, oh, I don't know what to do. Like, do I slow down now? Do I speed up? How do I deal with this situation? Because now I realize that I am creeping the shit out of this poor woman that's in front of me. And I'm like, hey, so I was like, you got to just say something. I was like, hey, sorry. I'm also going to Punchline. I'm one of the comics, I swear. And she was like, oh, okay, good. she like stopped and like moved around. I was like, I'm going to go faster ahead of you over here. I'm going to go over here on the left. So far left as I possibly can. Because I was like, I think I'm creeping myself out right now. you got to be aware of it, man. You got to be aware of how you're coming off to people.
You
right?
do.
I hate it.
For
you
sure.
Do. I hate that stuff. When you get in that situation where you start, what you realize that it's too late, it's too far gone. You're already walking too close to this person. You've already turned the thing. You already did something. Yours on your normal life, but they've put their guard up, understandably so. And you're like, ah, shit, what do I fucking do?
I was like, what do I do? But it was also like, it was the worst possible situation because you have to ascend like three sets of stairs to get up to Punchline. And it's just like concrete trapped in there. And I'm like, do I go faster? Do I, like, if I slow down, it's going to be weird, right? But if I go faster, it's like, it was like a whole situation. She ended up laughing about it. I apologize. We walked away, but it was like nothing really to apologize about. She was like, no, I get it. But it was very, very strange. It's situations like that you got to just be aware of, man.
Just break the ice next time and be like, I lost my puppy. Can you help me find it?
Oh my God.
Speaking of getting lost, let's get lost in some ads, everybody.
No, we did it already.
We did that already, Andy. You're looking at your freaking Mountain Dew.
Exactly. Can I? Let me. Okay. Yeah. Let's look at this real quick. Yeah.
Andy with all of his stuff.
look at all my stuff.
Be old, my stuff.
I love it. Another quick story that I wanted to bring up that I don't think I talked about on the shows, but it's just a thing that happened and it was talked about on a stream or something, but I wasn't part of it. A couple weeks ago, me and G were once again going out to a brunch on a weekend. And as we were leaving, we're walking down the street and I see a dog just like run across the street. Sure. And I was like, oh no, like that dog had no leash. It had no owner around it or whatever. And it's just in the streets of San Francisco. And I'm like, this is bad. And so I was talking to her about it. I'm like, did you see that dog? And she didn't see it. So it was one of those things of like, was it a dog? Was it a coyote? There's a whole, been a whole bunch of these things.
Was it a dog?
Right? No. I don't know. So it's a coyote or dog with Scarpino.
So I go through the conversation with her where I'm like, I don't know what I'm going to do about this, but I feel like I need to do something. I need to do my best. So I walk down to the corner and I look over. I'm like, okay, it's clearly a dog. It's not a coyote. So I was like, cool. And I looked at it. And I'm like, it looks like a friendly dog enough. Naturally. So I can assist in this. Just and I'm not scared about it. Mm-hmm. So I start like walking after it. And I'm like, right, I'm going to get this thing. And I see a guy down at the end of the block. And he's like down on his legs, like calling the dog. I'm like, okay, cool. That must be the owner. I'm going to help him kind of corner it. This is going to be fine. I'll be home in 10 minutes. That's not what happened. Dog fucking bolts and runs right past the other guy. And I was like, well, the guy saw me. So now I'm involved in this. So yeah, I start going from a walk to a light jog to what I would call a run, the best to my abilities. And I'm doing this thing. And I just like look back and I see the G's like, Godspeed, Tim, do your thing. Mm-hmm. And there's that awkward moment where I'm like, I've committed at this point. Mm-hmm. Like, mm-hmm. I can't stop. And I want to help. I know that I'm not going to be able to do this much longer, but I got to try. Eventually catch up to this dude. He thinks I'm the owner.
And yeah. I'm like, oh no.
Didn't think that was going to happen, you know? And then just cutting to the end of this. Next thing I know, I'm turning the corner. I'm running after this fucking dog. I am out of breath. I'm just like dying. And I'm like, there's no way I'm going to catch this thing. But it was getting into progressively more and more dangerous streets where I was like, he was getting real close to like a through line. And I'm like, oh no, I got to get this guy. So then cars start fast and furiousing around me, like just turn. And I'm like, oh, cool. That must be the owner. And it's like some old woman pulls open her minivan door, like while she's driving, she goes, are you the owner of that? And I was like, I'm not. She's like, you're just helping? And I'm like, I'm just helping. She's like, cool. Stay on foot. I got the car. And I'm like, oh,
hell yeah, dude.
I am involved in a fucking thing now.
Tim, if at the side of her minivan door popped out that little side thing from Jurassic Park where the guy's in the chair and like he just starts mowing down
rotates it. Straight up, man.
That's gotta be like a dog walker too. If they've got like a minivan and they see the situation and they're like on it, that had to have been
training
like
for this.
Walker. Yeah, exactly.
Dude, part of me thought like this was gonna, when you got halfway through the story, you were gonna like, long story short, I have a third dog now. I have three
dogs. Dude, no, I like it was I thought about so much on this freaking run. Like I'm just going and I was just like, I didn't, at this point G went to go get our car to like get me, and then when she called me to be like, where are you? I was like a mile away. She's like, how the fuck did you get that far? And I'm like, I'm chasing this thing. I got eyes on it. She's like, good lord.
I've got eyes on the target. UAV. So
she comes to get me, and it's this funny game where there are now about six different cars trying to get this thing. And I'm the only person.
What
on
kind of
foot.
Dog is it, by the way?
Oh, it was one of those doodles.
Okay.
You know, well, a big old fucking doodle. But he's just getting scared, and like he sees people, starts running. Like it was just such a disaster. A different car pulls up to me. Are you the owner? And I'm like, I'm not the fucking owner. We're all just trying to find this owner. They hand me a bunch of treats, and they're like, I got treats in my car. When you get it, use these. And I was like, this is,
it's like a side quest.
Shit, like crazy stuff, man. And so I'm running after this thing. We eventually corner it into a street, and like multiple cars fucking pull up. And then it was this awkward moment where I have just ran over a mile. I've had to rip off my bomber jacket and shit and throw it into Gia's car as she drives by me. Like, I'm fucking dying.
God, I love it. I love it.
But I'm in this shit, right? And then we pull up. Eventually, there's cars blocking off the streets. We're like, there's no way this guy's getting off this block. Like, it was a beautiful moment. And all of a sudden, the original minivan lady, she pulls up and runs out of the car and has this leash. And like she goes like running after this dog, and like I corner it and whatever. She starts yelling at everybody. She gets the leash, gets it on the dog, like wraps it around its neck. It was like some freaking like SWAT team shit. I was like, I've never seen anything like this. She holds it. Another dude comes barreling down the fucking street in his car. I have the owner. And the woman's like, shut up. Don't scare it. Don't scare it. And I was like, this, we have it. Like we're done. Like why? We can calm down, everybody. Then it turns into a situation I did not expect or appreciate. I just want everybody to know this, right?
No.
The dog has been rescued. The owner's been identified. They are on their way. This very loud man is going to go get the owner, bring him here. It's all good. So in my mind, I'm like, my day is done. I've done it. Yeah. I've done everything I have to.
A job well done. Time to put my bomber jacket on and go home.
I'm about to go home, and I'm about to lay down for the next 10 hours. Fucking hurting.
This is the rest of my night. Run.
To catch my breath again, okay? It's the whole thing. But I need to go see my dogs. Like, immediately, the whole time I'm thinking, like, imagine it was my fucking dogs. Like, I would hope for people would run like me, all this shit, right? I'm going through all these thoughts. But my first thought is, I want to get out of here. I don't want to see the owner. I don't want to have that conversation. The dog is fine. It's in good hands. We're totally good. I start realizing a ton of the people around me, they're in it for fucking rewards. Even if they're in it just for like the thank yous and shit. I was like, I thought we were all part of a respectful team here trying to do some good. But no, minivan lady, you wanted to be the one with the glory. You wanted to get everyone else to go away so you could get reap the rewards. Disgusting.
Why are you assuming these things?
What an a-hole.
Why are you assuming these things about these
Because
people?
She was yelling at everyone to go away. And like she was like, "This is me."
She's like, "She's like
that part." I missed that part. I missed that part.
She's like a dog. The dog bounty hunter. Dog hunter.
Dog
the dog hunter is where you went with that first, and then you backed it off, and you were like, "No, that's the best it's gonna get." Dog the dog hunter.
But like you guys, I just
bounty the dog hunter.
You all know me very well, and like you know how ridiculous this whole situation is. I want you to know that on this run, which no exaggeration was over a mile that I was fucking doing in the heat. It was when there was the heat storm in San Francisco. Sure. It was this whole fucking thing. Like I had so much time to think about my dogs, to think about what's going to happen to this dog. To what if I got it? What do I do? Who do I call? Like all of these questions go into my mind, but there was more than enough time for me to think about, God, what would Nick say if he saw me right now? You know, what would Greg say if he saw this happening? And it's just like, I hated that, like, that one run felt like I had to rethink my entire life and the people I surround myself with.
I'd be proud of you. I'd be proud of you, too.
I think
Jen and I've had a couple, I feel like, over pandemic, a few different dogs we've run that have suddenly were out here worrying about dogs and saving dogs or whatever. We were at Ocean Beach, and this is still when Porty was around. We were at Ocean Beach having a lovely time. And, you know, I noticed a dog running around with some people. I was like, oh, okay, whatever. And then I noticed it running back with different people. I was like, that's weird. And then you came in. And finally, I approached this dog, and then there was no one around. And I went over there, and, like, Porty was already, like, so, you know, old at this point. We just unclipped his leash and put it on this dog and then called the number and left the message and then, like, sat around in the car forever. And finally, the guy called us back. He had driven home. He had panicked. And then now they were driving back to get it at Ocean Beach. And then there was another one at the farmer's market, which, of course, you know, because Andy mocks me for calling and bestowing my friendship from him. He just mocks me for it all the time.
It's usually threats saying that you're going to get me one day.
I don't think I've ever said that. But we were leaving the farmer's market, and we got in the car, and like as we were packing up the car with Benny, we heard this dog screaming. And it was this thing of like, okay, well, is it playing with another dog, or is it in distress? And then it was like, it kept going on, and we're like, I was like, it's got to be nothing. And Jen's like, we should really check on it. I was like, really? She's like, okay. And so then we drove the car like up at this, like, you know, up and down the parking lot. And finally we get to the last row and turn. And there's a woman holding a dog that has jumped through like the crack in the window and had hung itself from its leash, because the leash was caught in there. And the woman got there like 3 seconds before we did. So we jumped out and ran over to help her because she didn't know what she was doing. We got the dog actually off the leash and out. Then I called the number on the phone, the tag, and left a message. And she was already, the other woman was already there. And she's like, I'll wait with him. You guys don't have to wait. We're like, okay. So we left. And then the owner called me back eventually to thank us for stopping or whatever. But it's like, there's all this. Yeah, it's weird. There's a bunch of dogs out there every day who need help. So these dogs be out here, man. I wouldn't have cared how you looked running.
Yeah, I would have still made fun of you. I would have. Yeah. That's fair. Just because that's what I do here. I balance out the universe. Mm-hmm. So that, but I do think that you did the right thing. Because honestly, you guys know me, right? I love dogs. And I have had these situations around San Francisco before where there is nothing that unifies us more as human beings than when a dog is in trouble. I've seen that. I've been a part of this. Not nearly to the extent that you just did, Tim, but I'm proud of you for doing it. And it's awesome. And I hope that you're not sore forever. from this.
Oh, I was sore for like at least 3 days.
Yeah, I was gonna like, say this it, sounds like yeah. a kind of situation where you go to poop, you go to sit like sit down and poop, like, ah!
You have to yeah. fall into the toilet.
No, I thought I pushed myself, and it's one of those things. Gia always jokes about me that I'm like the biggest complainer in the entire world, and she's not wrong. Like if I'm just like a little bit uncomfortable, like my favorite thing in the world is comfort, and if I'm yeah. not comfortable, I can't stop talking about it. Same. And she was like, you know what, Tim, like. You can complain all you want about your muscles Aww. Here, okay? And I was like, I appreciate that. Thank you. So I did. Nice. I took her up on that.
I totally understand that, Tim. The one time I went to Disney World with an ex-girlfriend, or Disneyland, rather, like, my feet were just killing me, Tim. And, like, I was like, I'm at the point where I need someone to carry me. I cannot do this anymore. And so, yeah, if I'm going to bitch and complain, I'm gonna bitch, moan, and complain about it for sure. Yeah. This past weekend, me and Nick and Snowbike Mike and the Spaceman had a nice little dinner, and we're hanging out, and we went to a Japanese restaurant.
It was Chinese.
I thought it was...
I got clam pack chicken, so I think it was Chinese.
But wasn't somebody asking for soy sauce? You're like, well, this is a Japanese place.
That was the that way. Well, we ordered Sapporos, but predominantly most of the menu items were Chinese. So I was wondering if they would have that. But Sapporo gotcha. Is okay. a Japanese beer, if I'm not mistaken. We went to a Japanese restaurant first. And despite the fact that there was five tables that were clearly eating, they were like, sorry, sir, we're takeout only right now. Which I was like, clearly, you don't like Andy. Not a big deal. None of us do. then one of the here's what really happened. Mike and Spaceman came out to see my show at Milk Bar, because I think Mike
couldn't make it.
Curious.
I was busy.
He's a curious guy. Yeah, Andy unfortunately couldn't make it. And then he was like, let's go hang out with Andy in Andy's neighborhood, because if you don't go someplace where Andy, like, that's Andy can see from his apartment window,
spitting distance,
he will not leave his house. And so we went to a place, a restaurant that was near him, about five actually, before we found one that was actually open. And then we ended up going to this place, and it was a story. Andy.
It was chaotic. There was not only a restaurant happening, restaurant things happening in the restaurant, but you could tell it was like a little bit of a family event because there was a birthday party there.
It was us, and the rest of the restaurant was one family throwing a birthday party for a 12-year-old. So That's it awesome. Was me, Snowbike Mike, Andy, and Spaceman, and we were all sitting around drinking Sapporos as children were beating the shit out of so each loud. Other with balloons. And
it was a Splatoon like party.
It was a Splatoon
no,
party.
No, it was.
What?
You won.
Yeah. Why didn't they you go over there, Squid Kid? Say hey.
Now, here's
they had balloons with Splatoon on them, and like the happy birthday banner in the wow. back was all like ink and stuff like that. It was really cute.
That's awesome.
They had an arms party a couple years ago.
Hilarious. Now, before we got to here, and I think Andy caught a little bit of this, but me and Mike are walking around the neighborhood, right, trying to find a restaurant that's open. And unfortunately, we keep striking out. But we walk past this one bar that looks like so – it's the diviest of dive bars near where Andy lives. And there's just a guy sitting out there checking IDs for whom I have no idea, because nobody's going in and out of this bar. And whoever is in that bar right now, those guys are like, they are the dedicated few that are at that bar every single night, right? So the guy doesn't need to check any IDs or whatever. But Mike looks me in the eyes, dead ass, and goes, I could do that job. Think I could do that job? I was like, yeah, Mike, you could do that job. You could check IDs. And he goes, I think I'm going to apply for that job after hours. I think I'm going to get another job. I was like, Mike, you don't need
you do
another
not
job.
Need another job, Mike. Yeah,
but he's like, I think I could do it. I think just the hang, there. Just for the hang, just for the
Aww.
Hang. Anyway, Glenn. Cut forward to...
Benny and Jen picked me a flower, and they're bringing it in.
Oh, oh. That's nice.
Oh, that's so
cool. Cut to...
Did you change your mind about the chili?
Is that what this is for?
What Andy's eight cans of chili that he had under his desk.
I'd be 10.
Sure. Oh, she says yeah now. There's no beans.
Okay. Great.
Perfect for you? Yeah, less for two.
Looks like puke.
Perfect.
So cut to us at this party, the four of us, and then there's a billion kids running around. And I think sure. the people that were throwing the party actually knew the people or were related to the people that own the restaurant. So it's just us really.
It had to have been.
Yeah.
It had to have been because it's 10:30 at night and there's a child's party. Yeah. Like, there's no way that you would just randomly throw a kid's party at 10 o'clock at night yeah. on a Saturday. So, like, yeah, it had to have been yeah. like, yeah, take our spot. We got, yeah, no problem. You know, it's usually dead by that time anyway, and here we
at
are.
At what point did you walk over, though, Andy, and start talking about how much you love Splatoon? You could have fit right in.
No, I saw the balloons and stuff like that, but really the main thing that was on our mind was Nick being like, what's up with that birthday cake, man?
That birthday cake.
Nice.
Right? They had two, three sheets of cake, and I'm like, I'm doing the calculation mentally in my brain, Greg. I'm like, this is too much. That's too much cake. That's too much cake. And I'm like, Andy, I'm like literally legit, like how good would a fucking piece of birthday cake go down after this incredible meal that we're eating right now? And Andy was all for it. We're strategizing. I'm like, Andy, here's what I want you to do. I want you to walk up and say the following. What's up with that cake? And just see what happens, right? Just see what happens.
Yeah.
But before we do, we order everything, right? The guy comes and drops off our drinks and we're hanging out and the appetizers hit the table. And the guy, either the dad or the grandpa, I couldn't tell which one, walks over with four slices of cake.
Because they just
happy birthday. And he goes, hey, I don't know if you guys want these or not, but you're here and we're celebrating. So I just thought I'd give you guys some cake.
See, that was
hell yeah.
It was so sweet.
It was the sweetest moment. And all of us, we were like,
I was the happiest I've ever been in years, Nick. I was just like, oh my God, that's so nice of you. Thank you so much.
Andy drops an F in the middle of this little girl's party.
Holy fuck.
This is so fucking rad. God, yeah, I love
it. But we had to act like we didn't just spend a solid 10 minutes strategizing on how to get that cake. I love that.
So we didn't even think about that. We didn't even think about the cake.
And it was great. This cake was fucking good, too. It was really strawberry good cake. It was
not
so
only,
good.
Not only was like our, I feel like I really enjoyed the meal and Mike loved his meal as well, which is like, it's always a little touch and go. I feel like anybody's more touch and go than me, it's Mike. Like we're both kind of off similar levels of touch and go. And then the cake followed it up and it was really delicious. It was kind of, it had really good frosting on it, but then it had kind of like that strawberry, almost like the strawberry you drizzle on cheesecake. That sort
you know,
of,
you know, the, you know, when you get finish. A strawberry pie, and it comes with the glaze. It's just like just sopped in that glaze. That's what it had all over the cake. It was really, really good. It was a special night.
Delicious. Really special night. Yeah.
Yeah. I had something similar where we were out in the park a couple weeks ago doing a little picnic over there. And there was a birthday party happening over there. And it was little kids and their parents or whatever. And they had walked in with Susie cakes, cupcakes. And I love Susie cakes. And I was doing the same thing at a calculus. I'm like, there's no way they eat all these cupcakes. And I was like, if we can play our cards right, maybe on the way out, they'll offer us a cupcake or whatever. And, you know, they did not. And I was not. I thought it was just a bad move. You know what I mean? Because they had to, even to take home those amount of cupcakes, there was too many to eat.
Yeah.
They weren't going to get it done.
Man, I can't blame them, though. Because if I see a bunch of Susie's cupcakes, there's that part of my brain that's like, you got to have all these. You got to hoard these things. They're so good.
I think Bear just typed in our YouTube chat, where was my call, Mike? And then I replied from Mike and said, he was busy. We were real busy. Like,
what's like, oh, let's go to Andy's neighborhood. Like, I don't fucking live with Andy. What the hell, guys?
I believe you were playing Persona again. They think they tried, but you were playing Persona again.
I mean, it would just be nice to reach out just to check in. Are you playing Persona again?
You understand how it is these days. It's like 25 cents a text message. Mike can't do that. He can't do that.
Exactly.
Mike's got, that's why he's got to get a second job as a bouncer.
Ladies and gentlemen, this has been the Kinda Funny Podcast. Each and every week, four, sometimes five best friends come around these microphones to talk about whatever it is going on in their lives. If you like that, come be part of our lives on patreon.com/kindafunny. Over on patreon.com/kindafunny, you can write it with your topics. You can get your name read. You can hang out with us live as we record the show. You can get the post show we're about to do, which, ladies and gentlemen, I'll pull a topic from you in the chat. So start shouting out topics and I'll be looking for that.
I have something I just want to bring up immediately, but we'll talk about that later.
Oh, okay. We'll talk about that and something from the chat. Okay, we'll do it that way.
In the post.
Also, Snowbike Mike in the chat says we did, Barrett.
Yeah, we called you.
No, so he said we did when Joey said you did go to the Folsom Street Fair. Yeah. Oh, I definitely was never contacted by one Mike Howard to go to dinner in our own neighborhood. Mike Howard,
unfortunately,
no
it looks
friend.
Like. Looks like Mike's not in the chat anymore, so unfortunately we'll get you that answer, Barrett. We'll get you that answer ASAP.
We will see where there was a breakdown in communication somewhere between Mike and you and Andy, who lives 5 feet.
It was probably the link of it all, but I got a lot of stuff going on.
I'm gonna be honest with you. I think we should go into the post show and hash this out. But I have theories.
Ladies and gentlemen, if you don't have any bucks, toss our way on patreon.com/kindafunny. Don't worry about it. You, of course, can get the show on youtube.com/kindafunny, roosterteeth.com, and podcast services around the globe each and every week. If you want to go that extra mile, use the Epic Creator Code kindafunny when you're checking out on the game store, when you're buying something at Fortnite, when you're buying something in Rumbleverse, no matter where you do. If you're not buying anything, just input it when you do the thing for free, and then it helps us. Skiddly-dee. Until next time, this has been your show. That's been Tim. That's been Nick. That's been Andy. That's been Greg. And we'll see you next time. It's been our pleasure to serve you.